Good morning, and thank you for joining us today for week 10 of our ongoing 15-week series of tools to support your life journey. These tools can be found in Jane's book, Spiritual Power Tools: Support for Your Soul. And your commitment to this journey empowers you to become your infinite self. So this morning, let us begin with the prescription for spiritual alignment. We are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The God consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious minds. Amen. Now, this week, Jane will be reviewing spiritual power tool number 6, dissolving your emotional pain. In this video, Jane will be revealing to us how to move beyond emotional pain and master your emotions. Let's watch and listen.
Well, hi, here we are, Spiritual Power Tool Month. Yes, I'm celebrating 10 years. And I mentioned that I would go forth and talk to you about dissolving your emotional pain. And that was a very important part about the journey that I was on and your journey that you're on. How to dissolve those emotions and master them. And that is the thing, to be able to master your emotions and not have your emotions run you. Because emotions can run us right to the ground. We can end up responding in an emotional way to something that we should not be responding to in an emotional way. And it's not really in the best interest of that, or I guess it's making me think, as I said that to you, about with children, and particularly with children, I found myself responding to them emotionally. When they get upset with me, they would say, "I hate you, Mom. I wish you weren't my mom." And I used to, way back then, just say, "That's not the way to speak to your mother." And I soon learned to say, "Oh, I'm sorry that you feel that way. I still love you very much." It was a much better way of handling that emotion than what I did with my first child that I didn't understand that with. I would say, "It's no way to talk to your father, no way to talk to your mother, go to your room." That doesn't help them, and it sure didn't help me. I just mentioned that to you because I kind of remembered one of the things that I responded to and had to really look at the way I responded to my children. And that, of course, was interesting, to say the least. I had these wonderful children that I had to do something with. And I had to look at them not as soul, not as my children, but as souls. Because looking at them as children was one way of looking at them, but another whole different way was souls evolving. My children were souls evolving. They just happened to come with me so that I could help them evolve as a soul and support them. So, as I just mentioned about how I handled my daughter when she told me how she hated me, that I learned to identify my emotions, not only with my children, but with my spouse, with my friends, and with all the different things that made me feel emotionally. And I acted out of emotions, not out of logic or the right thing to do. So, Now that you are an expert in observing yourself and you observe your emotional state, journal about it. Write it down. And this will continue throughout your whole many years that you will be on the spiritual journey, because you have been many different eyes through, and I mean the little I with a period over it. You have had other egos in other lifetimes, and your emotions have been part of those different lifetimes too. And we have a pattern of how we found out from other lifetimes to how to respond emotionally to what is going on in our life. But we have to take a responsibility for our emotions rather than, as I mentioned, let them take responsibility and put us in very difficult situations that later we have to figure out ways of getting out of. Emotions is an energy, and it has a lot of power to it. It has a lot of vibration to it, and it affects the other person as well as yourself. So when you respond emotionally to another person, you are giving them your energy, your positive or negative energy, and they are going to respond to you according to your emotional, will hit their emotional baggage. So we all have emotional baggage that we have to dismantle. And I'm going to use the word dismantle because, quite frankly, this is what you're going to do. As you move into another dimension of being, you're going to dismantle your emotional body, because your emotional body has the vibration and energy and the power to hurt or to support. And because you have that power, you have to learn how to use it wisely. And once you start to journal your feelings about things, it will help you to understand a better way to handle things, be it your boss, be it your other people that work with you. I can remember being at a job and not liking another person in the office and just cringe when they come by my desk. And I had to journal about that. Why is it that I cringe every time so-and-so comes by my desk? Why do I feel appalled? And then I journaled about it. And then I realized that they were pushing something within me. Maybe I wasn't doing something I should be doing, and I was afraid they're going to catch me at it. Or that I had hostility that I needed to look at. And I needed to release that energy. That helped me a great deal. And then I ended up forgiving that person that I was so pissed off at, that I was working with, and releasing them. And guess what happened? They didn't bother me anymore. And boy, when that happened, I thought, oh, wow, I've got a formula. I have a formula that's going to help me. Because what I want to do is move out of the third, where everything is the opposites. There is the good and the bad. There is the fun and the sad. And there is the forgiveness and non-forgiveness. And if I am going to move into a new state of beingness, I can't take this crap with me. And I started to look at it as a bunch of crappy thoughts and ideas and visions. I didn't know at all what was going on in that other person's head. They probably weren't even paying any attention to me. Didn't know I existed. I put the whole trip on them. And it was really wonderful to be able to understand that it was my projection, not theirs. As I was working with my emotional body, so to speak, I began to know and understand more about what made up my own personal emotional feelings. Certain things made me very happy. And if those things weren't happening in my life, I was very sad. And then I was depressed. And then when I got what I wanted, I was happy again. And yet I was just going from one side of the opposites to the other. And neither one of them were really helping me. I needed to take charge of my emotions. And I found it difficult until I started journaling about them, taking them up the 7 steps, making new affirmations, stop before speaking, be a good listener. Listen, what is that person really telling me? Don't get into your emotions, Miss Jane. I used to talk to myself all kind. I called myself Miss Jane a lot, or I called myself Lizzie. My brother used to call me Lizzie when he wanted to tease me. And so I would call myself Lizzie and say, okay, Lizzie, what's going on with you right now? Lizzie the little girl? Miss Jane? The teenager? What's going on? Who's present right now? My not okay little girl? Or my spiritual person that is looking at my little girl and straightening out her emotional body? That's what we do. We stand on the mountain, so to speak, on the higher dimension looking at the lower. That's really what you're doing. You are standing on a higher position. It's like a ladder. You stand at the top of the ladder and everything looks different from the top of the ladder than it is when you're at the bottom of the ladder. You can look at what's going on and you can see a lot more from the top than you can the bottom. You're just caught in the bottom and can only see so much. But at the top of the ladder, you can look at the whole thing and make much wiser decisions. And once I realize I want to stand at the top of my ladder and look at what's going on from that point of view, that vantage point, rather than being on the bottom run, trying to figure out what to do, that's not going to help me at all because it's only going to keep me stuck. And if I am the only one that's going to unstuck me, then I need to be on top of the ladder and not on the bottom run. So, see yourself on top of the ladder, looking at your emotional body and being the observer of it. Because we've talked a lot about that observer, and I continue to talk about it because it's such an important part of spiritual growth, not getting entangled in the emotions of the moment. And of course, if you look at the 7 steps, and it's in the book here, it's going to help you a lot. And most of you that are following this have and are familiar with the 7 steps. Your best friend, over and over again, it's my best friend. I use the 7 steps just recently. I mean, look at 45, I just used it recently to release my home in Winter Park and move to Tarpon Springs, Florida. I had to let go of that beautiful house that I was living in Winter Park. It was 2-story, it was spacious, it was a lovely place, and I loved it. But I had to let go of it. And I knew I was not going to find a new house till I let go of the old. And so one of the first things I did before I came to look for another house is to let that one go and bless it for all the joy it gave me and then move on. That was just a couple of months ago. I've been in Tarpon Springs here maybe 2.5, 3 months. So as you can see, it was an important step. And I know that this always works. I had to let go of my old car, which I love so dearly, to get a new car in December. This works, it works, it works. What it does is clear it out for you. So use the 7 steps emotionally. Emotionally, I love my house. I emotionally loved it, and it was okay to love that house. But it was also okay for me to let that house go because I would never find anything as beautiful as I had thought that house was if I didn't let go of what that was for something better and more in line of where I am today. So, right now I'm in Tarpon Springs talking to you. I have a swimming pool, which I love, filled with beautiful flowers around the swimming pool. I have a beautiful new home, and I love it, love it, love it. And someday, yes indeed, I'm going to have to take it up the seven steps, release it for whatever is going to happen next for me. It's a process. Learn it. And we can talk about that the next time I do a video for you. We will again talk about it. But today we're talking about your emotional patterns and how to dissolve them. Only you're going to dissolve it. No one else is. Sorry about that. Wish I could help. I can help this way. I can tell you how to do it, what you need to do when it comes up, and support you lovingly to do that which is yours to do. So thank you so much for being a part of my life. And I'm so grateful that you are here with me, moving, shaking, and going forward. Bye-bye for now.
When I first learned that I could control my emotions, I was in shock. I thought, how's this possible? I was in the midst of a life-changing situation and I wasn't handling it well. I was angry and I became aware little by little that I was not only hurting those around me, but I was also pushing people away. And these are the people that at this time I needed most of all. And I realized that I needed to change my emotional reactions to my family, my friends, my coworkers, even the cashier at the grocery store. Now, I began to work with spiritual power tool number 6. And the first step was to identify and take responsibility for my behavior. In other words, be observant of my behavior and identify the emotion that was driving my behavior. Was I angry? Was I sad? Was I resentful? Once I identified the emotion, I would journal to unveil why I was feeling and behaving that way. Then I would do my forgiveness work using the 7-step process. Now, I repeated this process over and over again for years until I gained mastery over my emotional body. Healing emotional pain through this process brought me to know the truth of my being. We here at the center want to support you in knowing the truth of your being. So please join us every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our support for your journey gathering. And please note, additional information is in the chat area below. We are so grateful to you for your gifts to the center, which allow us to continue this work serving humanity. And the information for donations is also listed in the chat area below. Meditation is an important part of this journey. So let's meditate together today. Please close your eyes if you're comfortable doing so. Just relax and let the chair support you. We are moving into the quiet we have no thoughts. This is our time. To be quiet, and we continue to shut down our minds. We are on a journey to know ourselves in the infinite. We open ourselves to our observer self. Knowing that we are moving into a new awareness of ourself. Every step along this journey, moving into a new awareness. Is an expansion of consciousness. We are our consciousness. We are at peace. We live in the now. And we are moving step by step into universal consciousness. We are enfolded in universal love. We are one with the universe. And we are grateful to have had this opportunity to come together today. Amen. And when you're comfortable, please open your eyes and just let the chair support you. It's been such a pleasure to be with you today. And I look forward to seeing you next week. Bye now.